From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Washington Representative Dan Newhouse, the Congressional Western Caucus, and the House Committee on Natural Resources have launched the Endangered Species Act Working Group. The new group will look at how the Endangered Species Act is being implemented, the practical impacts, how litigation is driving ESA decisions, and how success is currently defined. The group intends to publish a series of policy recommendations that reform the ESA to the benefit of Americans and species conservation. The Environmental Protection Agency has denied 26 small refinery exemption petitions for the Renewable Fuel Standard compliance years 2016-18 and 2021-23. The American Soybean Association welcomed the continued transparent and fair assessment of exemptions through the stringent hardship and economic impact requirements. EPA has recently worked to develop new parameters for petition approvals that have proven effective in strengthening the RFS. The U.S. economy continues to defy gravity and remains strong despite lingering inflationary pressures, quantitative easing and contracting of the money supply, and higher lending rates and other headwinds. But CoBank's Knowledge Exchange says depleted consumer savings, tighter commercial lending standards, and an inverted yield curve are likely to result in a mild recession later this year.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.